from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. Many UC Davis students say the campus is ready for a change now that the university's embattled Chancellor Linda Katehi is under investigation. Here's the California Report's education reporter, Anna Tintakalis.
Katehi's on paid leave for the next 90 days as investigators look into possible conflicts of interest and misuse of university funds. Students say it's been tough watching their campus get dragged through a number of controversies under Katehi's watch. Some hope the investigation will force her to resign, but others, like Lucas Hatton, believe she was winning back student trust.
I mean, she was sending emails a lot and letting people know about incidences that happened on campus, and so I was impressed with her effort to make amends with students and to communicate openly with students.
Student activists disagree, and now state lawmakers are once again pressuring the University of California to dismiss Katehi. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakalis at UC Davis.
With protests, vandalism, and well over a dozen arrests surrounding the event, presidential candidate Donald Trump packed Orange County's Pacific Amphitheater last night ahead of his appearance at California's GOP convention this weekend. Speaking to a crowd of 8,000 people, Trump himself made clear he was thinking ahead mostly of the primary.
We have a long way to go. You know, we haven't gotten to California yet. I don't even know why the hell I'm here. We're not going until the 7th, right? 7th.
And the Republican frontrunner spoke about one California-based tech giant directly.
Apple is going to start making their product here, by the way, okay? They're going to. They don't know it yet, but believe me, they're going to, folks.
Meanwhile, outside, police were on horseback and in riot gear, separating the pro- and anti-Trump crowds. Police car windows were being smashed, and roughly 20 arrests were made. And the Republican presidential campaign lands in the Bay Area this weekend as the California Republican Party holds its statewide convention in Burlingame. With the presidential nomination still undecided, GOP frontrunner Donald Trump kicks off the convention with a sold-out lunch at noon today. Ted Cruz, John Kasich, and Carly Fiorina will be speaking over the weekend as well. Scott Schaefer, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, will be at the convention all weekend, and he joins us now for a preview. Well, so Scott, California's June 7th primary is really important this election cycle, unlike much of the time when nominees have already been chosen by this time. How does that change the significance of the convention this weekend?
It's really make or break time for both Donald Trump, who's hoping to get to that magic threshold to secure the nomination, and the forces trying to stop him. So this weekend, you've got 1,500 or so of the most active members of the Republican Party in California. They're all going to be gathered. It's an opportunity for the candidates to meet with them, for the delegates, potential delegates, and activists and volunteers to kind of kick the tires and figure out who they're going to be for, because many of them are really undecided. And I spoke this week with the vice chair of the California Republican Party, Harmeet Dillon, about what all this excitement means to the party.
I think it's going to be culturally very interesting because here in California, we are not used to the candidates even campaigning at all in the general election or even in the primary time. They come here for money and they don't come here for any other purpose. So the concept of a general popular rally for a candidate in Fresno is just going to be mind-blowing for our California Republicans.
And the way California Republicans divvy up the delegates, it's really 53 small elections in each of the 53 congressional districts, three delegates awarded in each one. So you've got the candidates really can find delegates anywhere in California, so they're going to be out looking for them.
All three Republican presidential candidates are going to be there. What are they hoping to actually accomplish?
Well, for Donald Trump, he's coming in with a lot of momentum. He won five primaries in the Northeast this week. He wants to build on that. He wants to excite these folks and to walk away, leave the convention with people embracing him, because there's still a lot of doubt about whether he is really good for the top of the ticket. Would he be good for the Republicans' efforts to win the White House, but also to hold on to the Senate and to hold on to the House? And so he will be meeting with them. He'll be trying to impress them and to seem presidential as well, but at the same time maintain that kind of Trump persona that has excited so many people throughout the country in the primaries. For Ted Cruz, it's about really presenting himself as a viable alternative. He announced this week that if he gets the nomination, Carly Fiorina, the former HP CEO, will be his running mate. And then John Kasich as well. He's holding on, trying to become that third alternative to Trump, someone who maybe the party elite, the mainstream, could still rally around at the convention in Cleveland in July. But he's got a lot of work to do.
And are California Republicans different? I mean, what is it going to take for them to be successful with California Republicans?
Well, you know, there's a kind of a myth, according to the party here, that because California is a liberal place, that the Republicans here are liberal. And that's not necessarily true. I mean, the field poll most recently showed that Donald Trump was leading, followed by Ted Cruz. John Kasich, the most moderate of the three, is still quite a ways behind. So there are a lot of Republicans who are feeling angry that although they now control Congress, they still aren't getting a lot of the things that they want in terms of policies. I think Trump is a beneficiary of that. But, you know, the math is tough for Republicans in California. Only 27% of the electorate are identified with the Republican Party. That compares with, say, 43% Democrat and about 24% who aren't with any party. So the math is their biggest problem in California, and at least for a statewide general election.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Schaefer is the senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Meantime, Democrats will be caucusing on Sunday throughout the state to pick the delegates for their convention in Philadelphia this summer. And that's the California Report for Friday, April 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Tina Rubio directed the show. Our producer is Nina Thorson. The editing team included Victoria Malion, Ted Goldberg, and Tyke Hendricks. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. I'm Penny Nelson. Las estrellas me iluminan al revés. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of children at risk in California.